We're back at Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Mary Griffith Show, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Harvest Ridge Coffee, premier coffee, roasted and delivered in small batches that come individually processed. You open that up, it smells so good. It's so fresh. The beans are all hand roasted. They've got lots of blends. We just do the signature blend here, but you can get Kona blend, Colombian Supreme, French roast, Highlander grog. I mean, they've got everything. Delivered fresh to you to assure a rich, sophisticated, delicious coffee experience. I just like coffee. I like Harvest Ridge Coffee, and we have it every here, every morning at the Radio Ranch, and you can have it too at your home or at your office, or stop by at a local convenience store and make sure they've brewed up a fresh pot of Harvest Ridge Coffee just for you. Well, Bruce Guthrie is here, and of course, what he wanted to talk about I left out on the printer, but that's okay. While I ask him what the first thing is, I'll run out there and get it. Welcome, Bruce Guthrie.
Well, thanks for having me again here at the first of the month. I've always enjoyed coming, Mary.
It's always great to
it's
come.
A beautiful day.
He sends me a great outline with all the great things we're going to talk about. And again, it's out on the printer. But you start with number one, and I'll run out there and get the rest of it. Then I'll be able to participate, okay?
Why don't you do that, Mary? That,
okay.
That'll
just keep talking. I'm leaving now.
If I'm not back
by 10 o'clock,
I just keep the show.
Come over here and push this button,
I will run
okay?
the show for you, Mary.
You know what? I think I'll go have another cup of Harvest
Ridge. Who
knows
what buttons I'll push?
Oh, well, you... don't push my buttons.
I made
my guest cry yesterday. So
wow, Mary, I gotta be careful.
Be careful.
Thanks, Mary. I tell you what, yeah, we've got a lot of things going with the chamber, and we're so excited about everything that's coming up. We did announce a week ago that we'll be bringing in a community showcase this year. It's almost like it's like an expo. Where businesses can showcase their business for the community. It's going to be free of charge. It's going to be on October 23rd. We've already got, I think, about 10 or 15 booths set up, are committed, and we're real excited about it. It's a chance, Mary, for this community showcase where businesses, all types of business, our diverse business that we have in this community, from our large business, small business, nonprofits. We got a lot of interest from nonprofits for this community showcase, so we're really excited about it. And we got all sorts of other things we're going to have. We're going to be giving really discounted headshot photos for people.
Oh, that's important.
You know, Mary, I tell people all the time to get a good headshot. And Jared Holbrook Photography, Jared's coming in, and he's gonna do it at a very discounted price, because that can cost several hundred dollars. Let me tell you, it's going to cost a lot less than that. So we're going to have that. We're going to have areas where you're going to be able to attend seminars. You're going to be able to find out which booths are looking for employees. They're hiring. A lot of other informational booths, but it's going to be free of charge for the community, and we want everybody to come out and support and find out about our businesses that we have in this community.
Well, I would hope that they would hire people on the spot, too, because here's my big pet peeve. I'm going to get up today and talk about my pet peeve. It doesn't necessarily have to do with a Quincy Chamber of Commerce member, but you try for a job at the post office. You've got to do it online. And it's so hard to get on their portal, and then the jobs are only posted for a few hours. You try to get a job at the Illinois Veterans Home. You got to get on this statewide portal. It's difficult to navigate. It takes forever. You know, I'm not opposed to using portals and technology to apply for jobs, but the other day I was waited on at a local fast food restaurant by a girl who probably can outdo me technology all the day is long. And she probably applied for a job over the internet. She has no personality or skills to wait on the public. Now, again, I hope they actually meet people at these hiring things and hire them instead of saying, oh, now you need to, you know, put in your application over this portal. That doesn't tell you anything about the person. That just tells you that they can type.
No, you're exactly right. And that's why it's so important. You know, it's interesting. Some of these portals, and especially federal and state jobs.
Oh, God, they're awful.
They are. And a lot of times we talk to a lot of people and a lot of employers about that. You know, they might have the technology skills, or they might have, but they haven't got the personal skills. And those soft skills are so important in the workplace. You know, showing up on time, showing up every day, understanding especially if you're in a real service business where you work with the public, and it's so important. And those are things that need to be taught more in our schools. And those are some of the concerning things as we talk to employers all the time about this.
I mean, they show you a video. here is how to work at this place. And okay, or read this, you know, go online and read this thing about how to work here. I'm sorry, but greeting people and asking, hi, can I help you? What can I do for you today?
Yeah.
Instead of, what do you want?
How to answer a phone.
Is that it?
Yeah, how to greet people, how to be respectful, how to say, you know, how can I help you and thank you, et cetera, and welcome. Those are really important for any employer.
But I love this business showcase, a premier event for networking, learning, and growth. We all need it. I mean, people are desperate for employees in our community. Now, the unemployment rate is going up, so it's not quite as tight as it used to be as far as getting employers, especially entry-level employees, but it's still critically, it's very difficult to find employees. And I think if somebody comes and puts their best foot forward and you can meet them one-on-one, wow, you know, that's half the battle because they're motivated to be there. Like you said, you're going to have some things to help them with their resume, help them with their headshot, help them make a better presentation. You know, it's not like you're not born with that ability to a job interview. It's an acquired skill.
And it's very some simple things you can do that give you a big advantage when you're applying for somewhere over a lot of other people. So I can't emphasize that enough. And so this is what this showcase is about, is to come out, give you some opportunities to get some learning and some teaching in, and also get to see what we have to offer in Quincy, this diverse businesses. And we're just, you know, bringing that back. We've got a lot of people ask about it, so we're really excited about that. It's October 23rd, 3 to 7. It'll be free to the public. Everybody come on out.
Oakley Lindsay Center, October 23rd, 3 to 7. I just recently read a survey that said that up to 25% of younger applicants bring one of their parents with them to a job interview. Tonight I'm going to have the pleasure of hearing Kenyetta McFall from the Chamber of Commerce speak to the American Business Women's Association.
Yes.
Did she bring her mommy or daddy with her when you applied?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Kenyatta is a wonderful, wonderful lady who works at the chamber, and I'm excited. She told me about speaking tonight, and I think she'll have a lot to offer for that organization.
She picked a good night because we're going to Point Divine. The food will be fantastic.
Oh, Divine, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to get there early, so I may be half in the bag by the time Kenyatta takes the stage, but that's okay. So, you know, again, these soft skills, as we talk about, just the ability to get in with an employer. You know, employers want to help their employees. They want to have people be successful. There's nothing greater. We just had an internal promotion here at WTAD. It's like we're all cheering. Yeah, we could have brought in somebody from the outside, but, you know, and that would have been fine too, as long as, you know, they're qualified. But why not, you know, stretch out a little bit and say, hey, how'd you like to stretch into this job? You know, how'd you like to take that next challenge? I remember when that was presented to me here at WTAD years ago. It's like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. But I didn't say that. I said, oh, I think I can do that. I'll try my best. And inside I was going, you are epic fail, but I made it. I'm still here, so everything's okay. Sometimes you just got to stretch yourself a little bit, and that's what the Chamber of Commerce is all about. So talk about the community showcase. It is October 23rd, the inaugural business showcase, and if you want to be in it as an employer, if you want to come to it as a person who's seeking job advancement, be sure to mark that on your calendar.
And businesses, we are signing up booths. I failed to mention that, and go to our website or call our office. If you got a business, we got some very affordable booth costs, and it's a great opportunity for any business to again show off their business and what they do, and also want to invite their suppliers and their customers out. So if you're a business, contact us and we'll get you signed up.
Okay. The other thing that's coming up, and I can't believe it, I just was there, it seems like, at the lunch not that long ago, is the Hall of Fame nominations. They're now open. It does take months to kind of get this going and get this vetted, and there's a lot of qualified people, and only a few can be chosen. So talk a little bit about that,
please. It's always really exciting and fun to do this, and we feel so honored as a chamber to be able to you know, have this Business Hall of Fame. And we have so many wonderful people in this community who made the community what it is. And this is our chance to honor them. And it's not only what you did as a business, but also what that person had done in the community in other ways. So we We encourage everybody, you can go onto our website, you can get the nomination form, you can nominate. As you said, it's a very difficult decision. And we have judges, anonymous judges, that take a look at these every year. And we try to, you know, do the best we can to get the best people and the best representing this community. And we've had, you know, I think we're at 59. Name names, and they're in there. You know, you're talking about the.
But there's always one who you think, now why isn't their name there?
Yes, yes.
So if you're thinking that,
yes,
then
don't
make
assume.
Sure.
Get
don't
them
assume.
In.
Get them in and
exactly
take the bull by the horns and make it happen.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It doesn't happen unless somebody nominates them. And they don't even have to be living. I hate to say that, but posthumously, people can be honored.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I mean, we've got, you know there's so many wonderful people that are in. There's so many wonderful people that aren't in yet. So as you find out every day, every week, about the new things or the history of Quincy, you find out about people you didn't know about. And so get out and nominate if you've been thinking about it. Because I've had people call me and go, well, should I nominate? You nominate them. Get them in.
Yeah.
Get them in.
I mean,
yes.
If they're not selected, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them. It just means maybe next year, maybe more documentation. Maybe, you know, they can only have so many a year, and maybe they'll make it next year. So don't worry about that.
Yep.
You know, it's all confidential. You know, you don't say, oh, these people failed. Mary Griffith didn't make it into the Hall of Fame again this year, folks. No surprise there. Today is September 5th, is it not?
Yes.
Is there a business after hours tonight at Home Bank?
I'm going at Home Bank. You got to come out to Home Bank. It's at 4:30 to 6, right there at 12th and Broadway. Am I getting my streets right there? Yes.
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 Go to the right corner, though. You have
to go to the
southwest corner.
Yeah. Southwest corner from the other bank. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, if you go in the other bank and demand liquor, they may, you know, Jim Obert may still give you some in from his desk, from the bottling keeps in the drawer in his desk.
Exactly.
But I'd go to Home Bank first.
I heard last night that some Home Bank folks tell me their menu, and it's wonderful. So come on out, be able to enjoy a time together, be able to meet. If you're a business owner, especially, or work with a business, this is where you need to go to network, to talk to other people. You will find other people that will help you, you'll create a connection that can in so many ways help your business. And that's why we do these. It's so important because, you know, part of our mission is connect people. And when you connect a lot of people, businesses can help each other in so many ways. And we hear stories all the time. I met so-and-so at this business after hours, and I ended up starting a business off of that. So come on out. It's 4:30. It's free at Home Bank. So
that is fantastic. And, of course, business after hours. I've got to get with you because we're having our 100th birthday next year.
Whoa.
We got to make sure we're on the calendar.
We need
for
to
WTAD.
Do that.
Put a star. Put put call not me, I'm not in charge of anything, but put call Mary and ask her to call somebody who's in charge and make sure we get on the menu.
We will definitely.
It's by the way, our birthday is July 25th, so somewhere near that date would be quite applicable. Don't you love it when I do these little asides live on the air? I mean, everybody just loves it. Okay, Home Bank tonight, 4:30 to 6. Community Showcase on October 23rd. Area Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame. Get your nominations in. The Leadership Institute, September 10th is the first class. How many people
our
in the
second,
class?
Our second year, we're so.
Yeah.
I was talking to a couple of class members this morning. We are so excited about it, Mary. We have 20 in this class, we'll start it out on the 10th with some networking and getting to know each other, and some different tasks to everybody to find out more about each other. We'll have Payne Schoen. Payne is with he runs a consulting and leadership group, and he's fantastic. We'll take him through some exercise, little disc exercise to see what our personalities are like, and then we'll start our journey. And then next month we'll do something. We're going to be doing something focused on history of Quincy and history of the leadership of Quincy. We're going to be doing one on the civics and the leadership in the political and the governmental world. We'll be doing that. We'll do one on manufacturing later on. We're going to be doing one on nonprofits. There's a lot of exciting and fun things that we do with this. And our first year we've had such great response from that, and we've had people in that first year class an hour that have formed some great relationships, and they're joining some boards and getting involved and find out the importance of in this community to get involved and help out and volunteer.
It is so critical. In fact, when I was young, you know, coming up, my employers, my first three or four employers said, you need to be involved in the community. We're not going to tell you what to do, but, you know, you need to find something to be involved in, you know, so whether it's United Way or a club or whatever, you know, it was very critically important to be involved. And And I think that there is great benefit in meeting the other people in your peer group class. You know, after all, these are all the young up-and-comers. And so they're going to be leading this community for the next 20, 30, 40 years to come. Why shouldn't they all start bonding now and start making the business world here and the world in general a better place?
Well, you know, so, what's really interesting about this, too, is we got all sorts of businesses that get involved in this, and the business owners are saying how, or the business, you know, the executive staff,
yeah,
how important this is. TI Trust, who's sponsoring this, Brian Epperson, who leads that group over there, he went through it in years past, and he's so important. He's got an employee going through. You know, these businesses are coming to me, John Wood, Blessing, also smaller businesses, law firms, some nonprofits who are saying this is important for us. It's not only important for the person going through it, leading leadership skill, but it adds value to your company.
It does.
It adds a lot of value. So we really encourage everyone to get involved with this, and you know, this is gonna continue year in and year out. But we'll be about town with these 20 leaders, and you're gonna hear more about them.
Bring them on the Mary Griffith Show, and I'll see how many I can cry.
We need to do that. Yes,
we do.
Yes.
When did you stop beating your wife? That kind of question.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Maria Eckert from TI Trust, because, again, there's, yes, a perfect example of somebody who, you know, frankly, I wouldn't know what Maria actually does for her job at TI Trust. I've been there before. I've actually been a client there once. But, I mean, as far as, you know, what they do, I'm not all that familiar with it, because it's not a product that I'm using on a daily basis. But I do know this, she's very actively involved in the community, and everywhere she goes, TI Trust is well represented by her, whether she's working on behalf of the Teresa Adams Home or whatever volunteer work she's doing. So, yeah, your place of employment is out there with your employees.
Yeah, so she's a chamber ambassador. She's,
yeah,
tremendous. And
she's tremendous.
She's our go-to it, too, with this leadership, because we do a lot of our classes over at TI Trust downtown here, because they have such a great presentation room. So Maria's fantastic and big support of the community.
Absolutely. September 12th, the Mercantile Bank Fall Classic, the Golf Classic at Westview, still foursomes available to,
yes,
get in
there, you know, we could still probably fit you in. I think we still got a few left. So if you got a foursome, want to get in, what a great, you know, what a great time to play golf out in this beautiful weather in Westview. Also a great chance to network with another 150 other people, other business leaders and other business owners in the
maybe
community.
You probably win a fabulous first prize, don't you?
You got chances to win. We have hole-in-one contest, putting contest, long and shorts. We have you can enter into a $5,000, you can win $5,000 on a putt. We started this last year. It's we have a little preliminary contest to get down to the final person. Last year, the person that putted came, I would say, 2 inches away from making a $5,000 putt. So we're going to do it again this year. You've got a chance to do that. We have raffle prizes where you can win all sorts of, you know, all sorts of stuff from, you know, wine and other alcoholic beverages and other types of items, and you can win all sorts of prizes. So, you know, you got a lot of things you can do out there, Mary.
I recently cleaned out the liquor cabinet at Shea Shunicase, and I have no fewer than 20 bottles of unopened wine. I have got to start drinking more
you
heavily.
Do. I hate to say that. You know, drink more, right?
I've got to start drinking more. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that. Folks, the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce is there for you. If you're not a member, 550 businesses are. You really ought to be a member. And the thing I love about it is, like here at the Radio Ranch, we're members. The American Business Women's Association is members. If you work at a place that's a member, you get to go to the business after hours, the business before hours. You get a chance to know about these classes that are being offered. The chamber has a lot of things that they do that are catered to what the needs of business are. And so there's lots of things that are coming up. If I wanted to know more about the chamber, get on your mailing list, become a member. Bruce Guthrie, how in the world could I do that?
We want all the businesses in town and this community to be part of the chamber. Call us. Call our office, 217-222-7980, or get online. You can go to our website, quincychamber.org. You can find us anywhere. Come talk to us if you got a business, got a question, you got a challenge, you got a problem. We get a lot of calls. You know, hey, what about this? What about that? How can you help us? We're there to listen and to find out what your needs are and what you're looking for in your business, because a lot of businesses have different challenges. And when you get in, We can show you all these opportunities. It can be, I want to sponsor something or go to a golf tournament, or I want to be more. I need some training sessions, which we do on social media and all sorts of other things. We offer that year-round basis. So we got a lot of opportunities for you, and we're working on our directory. We took over completely the directory, and
it's good. It's nice. Last one was nice.
Yeah, and you join as a chamber member, get an ad in there. You wouldn't believe the number of people that take that directory and look at it, and you'll get a lot of leads from that. It's like our website. We get our most traffic at area is our directory page, because they're looking for a plumber or a business, and yep. That's where they go to.
Okay, if you're looking for a radio station, AM 930 or 103.3 on your FM dial. Bruce Guthrie, I'll see you again next month.
Thank you, Mary.
If not sooner.
As always, thank you.
We'll talk about the Alzheimer's Walk coming up, but first we head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative to see what's happening there. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I've waited for a couple of months for this to happen. Todd Lamison is in the studio with me. I'm so glad to see you here from the Alzheimer's Association. And Caitlin Baker is also here. She's the Senior Program Manager. Get right up to that microphone, Caitlin. You're too far away. I can tell you this right now. You got to get real up and close. So we're going to be talking about the Walk to End Alzheimer's on Saturday, September 21st at the Illinois Veterans Home for the first time ever.
So excited. That's going to be so amazing.
A great closed
beautiful
area, beautiful campus. Don't stop and feed the buffalo.
Yep. Construction's not 100% done, but the roads are now open again. They were worrying me, but it looks like we're going to be able to go ahead and utilize all the roads and the parking, so it's going to be awesome.
That is a great place, and the scenery, like you said, will be wonderful, and the veterans will be out aligning the walkways, I'm sure, and cheering people on. Well, let's start. Before we get into the walk, which is on Saturday, September 21st, let's set the stage. Veterans, of course, have a great deal of dementia. The Veterans Home has a memory care unit. My group just performed there. I'm part of a theatrical group, and we just performed for the memory care unit at the Veterans Home, and it was delightful, and they loved it. And so just because you have dementia or Alzheimer's or you have a memory problem doesn't mean that you can't live a full and rich life and be part of a lot of activities. So that is for sure. But let's talk a little bit about breakthroughs in Alzheimer's, because I was just reading somewhere, and I jotted it down, but darn it, I didn't retain it. But there is something newfangled that's in the research stages where they're thinking that there might be something, that some drug you can take that will maybe prevent Alzheimer's. I don't think it's fully been developed, but can you give us an update on what that's all about?
So there's nothing that can fully prevent Alzheimer's, but there is ongoing research. In the early stages, there are FDA-approved medications that can help slow the process, but those are only useful if they're caught early, which is why we encourage, as an association and within the community, to always go to your primary care physician first, go to the doctor, get the tests done. The earlier that we can catch it, the earlier that there are treatments out there, and it continues. Exciting.
Don't be insulted. I know my doctor has started doing a few tests on me as I age. And, you know, it's not insulting to me. It's sometimes a little bit annoying, but it's also sometimes a little bit scary. It's like, oh, God, I hope I pass, you know, because you don't often know that something's going on.
Yes.
And so it takes somebody who puts that third set of eyeballs on you and says, hey, this is an independent point of view. This may be a problem. So much of what happens with Alzheimer's is it's not diagnosed early enough, and where these treatments could really be very beneficial, they're still beneficial, but the sooner we catch it, obviously,
exactly,
the very better that it is. And so
it's also,
you know,
so hard to diagnose the actual Alzheimer's versus just, hey, there's a memory issue.
Right.
So we're excited about, and I think I talked about this last year, but it's even further along the stages. We have we're investing in several research projects that are all about, finding out early, right? So going ahead and diagnosing. And one of them that I get real excited about is basically a blood test. My understanding, it's very similar to a diabetes type test where you get a little bit of blood on a stick and you throw it in the machine. So, you know, for under $100, you can find out, you know, basically get a diagnosis of Alzheimer's at a primary care rather than like in this area, having to go to Springfield or Chicago or St. Louis, taking 18 months, doing the special PET scan that costs $7,000+. Like, oh my gosh, would it be so amazing that if we could just start diagnosing it, you know, right at your primary care rather than having to go ahead and jump through 18 months of hoops, you know, and, you know, focus, you know, and drive all over the place and everything else. So, yeah, I'm so excited about that piece of it. And we did talk about one of the drugs that came out last year. Another one's already come out, which is even better than the one last year, very similar. Ataxos amyloid plaques. Again, I'm not clinical. I don't understand all this stuff, but there's bad stuff in your brain and it takes it out. So, therefore, you don't get the effects, you know, so you can stay the same longer, which is awesome, right? And the next one that, you know, just came out is even better. Less side effects, can go ahead a little bit longer. So that's like three, like it's just snowballing. So I just see this research like continuing now that we have a, you know, hold on this. So I can't wait for the day. I don't know if it's ever going to be quote unquote cured. We're going to still try, but I don't know. But I can't wait for the day that it's treated like, you know, hey, you have a flu. We're going to go ahead and diagnose you right here in the primary care and write you a prescription and you're good. You know, like that would be amazing compared to what's happening today.
You are so correct, Todd Lemison. And again, it was that blood test thing that I was reading about. Again, it's not there yet. We're not there yet, but research dollars are going into this. Wouldn't it be great? I mean, nobody likes to get, but I get my A1C, my blood sugars tested and, you know, yeah, it's just a simple little stick. And then it says, hey, here's your A1C number that's telling you everything I need to know. You can't cheat on the test. You can't lie on the test. It doesn't lie. And wouldn't it be great if we had a test like that that say you're developing a dementia-like disease or you're at risk for a dementia-like disease? We could start right now. So that is what it's all about. Well, of course, to do that, of course, we need money. And to need money, we're going to have an Alzheimer's walk. 8 a.m., there'll be a lot of activities going on September 21st at the Veterans Home as part of the walk. It's a very small walk. The walk is not like to see who can walk in a great endurance walk. It's just to ever get everybody out, get them at the Veterans Home, get them down by the flower garden, get them out there and have everything going. So let's talk about what's going to happen to the walk. How do we register for the walk? What kind of money do we need to raise at this walk?
Yeah, so the walk, let's talk about those activities first because that's the fun part, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have things like a tribute wall. So if you have somebody you want to put a note up for or you want to bring some pictures, bring photocopies, please, right? We don't want to, you know, ruin a keepsake. but you can put that up for everybody to see. We'll have a selfie station where you get to take some cool pictures. We have a hero appreciation. So if you're in the military or you're a healthcare worker, EMS, Home Instead is putting this on. You can go up and they're going to go ahead and give you a free little gift of appreciation for that, as well as a couple other things there. We have a pet area, which is going to be super awesome because we have the Quincy Humane Society coming out, and they're going to bring some of their pets. You're also welcome to bring your own leashed pets to go ahead and have them there, and we'll have some treats. And then, of course, we have activities for kids, crafts and activities and face painting and all that type of stuff. And there's more. Those are just kind of the highlights that are at the walk itself.
Well, I mean, again, it's a family-friendly event, and the veterans will also be there. They'll be out participating to the extent that they can. They love it when people visit their campus, so you'll see them rolling around, and eventually they'll all know from the staff that there's going to be a big digs going on. Where's the general congregate area? Is it by the flower garden, or where is the area where everybody's going to supposed to kind of meet?
Yeah, so over by the lake, over by the pavilion.
Oh, by the pavilion,
yep,
at the lake,
yep,
okay.
Yep, that's where we're going to start. We're going to be in that grassy area where we'll set up the tents and the activities and everything else. The walk itself will start there, and it will go up to where I believe it's where the flower garden, the deer park mm-hmm. is and everything, and back.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
You
and
got it.
Like I said, be careful feeding the buffalo.
Yep.
Don't feed the buffalo.
The walk
is what
itself
I'm saying.
Is only 0.8 miles, and I always tell people you could also, there's always two options. You can do the real walk, or you could do the Todd walk. And the Todd walk is because I'm there and I'm doing so much stuff. By the time I turn around, everybody's coming back from the walk. So my walk is the walk back to the car at the end because, yes, we want to raise money, but we also want to raise awareness. And people going, they hear about all the things going on. They get to talk to them, and they show support for so many people who have lost somebody or is dealing with it currently. It's all about the community. We want to raise money, but, hey, even if you can't do that, showing up makes a huge difference.
It is so true. It's not like it costs anything to get in. It's basically come out, make a donation to the Alzheimer's Association. It affects so many people we love. My dear friend, the late Dennis Oliver, who succumbed to this disease and was diagnosed with it very young. And it was really quite astonishing to see Dennis go from, radio announcer, right quick on the draw, funny wit, knew the answer to every question. And, you know, at the end of his life, he still had a very good quality of life, but a lot had been taken out of Dennis, frankly, and he eventually succumbed and passed. And I just saw his wife, and we shared some good stories about Dennis and everything. So there's lots and lots of people that we all know that have Alzheimer's, have succumbed to Alzheimer's, or are living with Alzheimer's. And we all know caregivers who are struggling. And so the Alzheimer's Association is there for research to try to find a cure and treatment for this. First, a cure would be fantastic. But treatment and diagnosis, like you said, if this blood test could be something that you could diagnose people early on. We don't know when it first starts happening. Does it happen when you're 42 and you just don't know it till you're 62? I mean, wouldn't it be great if you could have a blood test that would say, oh, you've got this marker. We're going to have to start treating you now. You're going to have to start being careful now. I mean, you know, that would be so ideal. So that's what this is all about. So everybody's just welcome to come out Saturday, September 21st at 8 o'clock. Just gather around. There's going to be lots of stuff to do. And then the walk doesn't take very long. In fact, you don't even have to go on the walk if you don't want to.
Exactly, yep.
You know, they'll take your cash donation with you.
I was going to say, you can help out by just making a donation when you're there. If you want to fundraise a little bit, it's not too late. We have an awesome online setup that you can go ahead and share your information on Facebook. And I put it up last year and this year trying to help somebody else while I was on the phone with them. And in 2 days, without me doing anything else other than hitting one button, I ended up raising over $250 in 2 days without anything else, because people just know it's a good cause and they want to go and help out. So any way that you want to go and help raise some money is awesome. We do a ton of local support and education programs and everything else
here,
too.
Well, that leads me to my next question for Caitlin. Specifically, November 13th is the Take Care Summit. Our caretaker summit. I don't know what is that. Take Care or caretaker?
It is United for Care.
Okay.
Community conversation and expo. So it's another opportunity for the community to come out and have just regular conversation. Listen to some feedback from some people in the community to really talk about, everything that's going on with Alzheimer's, updates, but then also find out the resources in the area. It's going to be held at the Quincy Senior and Family Resource Center, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the evening, and there will be dinner provided. It's free to attend for the community. So we will have more information coming out with registration, but it's just an opportunity to learn a little bit more and find the resources that are here. And we're happy to bring this to the community.
And this is just some of what they do at the Alzheimer's Association. There is so, so much. You can register for the walk by calling this number, 217-641-0141. That's 217-641-0141. Go to the Alzheimer's website page. There's a walk in a community near you. If Quincy is not the one that you can go to, they've got him in Macomb and all over the place. The funds they do raise support research and local education and programs, and it's critically necessary that we do this. So we'll see you Saturday, September 21st at 8 o'clock at the Illinois Veterans Home. You don't have to pre-register if you don't want to. It'd be nice so that they know how many people are coming. But
also makes it a lot quicker to get through the line, right? So I highly recommend it.
So absolutely. That is always, always one of the great reasons to pre-register. And again, you don't have to have a minimum contribution. Just be as generous as you can. Go to your coworkers. Go to your church group. Say, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be representing. I'd like to, hand them a pretty big check. So that will be fantastic. Thank you so much. I think Todd will be talking again one more time before the walk happens. So, folks, just stay here to WTAD, and we'll be happy to let you know everything that's going on with the Alzheimer's Association Walk Saturday, September 21st, 8 o'clock, for the first time ever at the Illinois Veterans Home, because they have a memory care unit. And a lot of people, have dementia that are veterans. So we need to take care of this population as well as everyone who is struggling with that. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.